And why does the program I use work so well? It's because of something very simple I'd like to share with you. And that is, we injure the body and the body responds in various ways. And like, for example, we injure the body by smoking cigarettes. And the response is production of mucus, cough, and so on. How do we stop that repeated injury? We ask the individual to stop smoking. And what happens is the body heals. The body has a natural tendency to heal. It wants to be healthy. It doesn't want to be sick. All we have to do is identify the source of repeated injury and stop it. That repeated injury could become come from heavy doses of alcohol or other dangerous drugs. But the most common source of repeated injury is the fork and spoon, which causes a whole load of diseases and suffering. You identify the source of repeated injury and you stop that behavior and the body naturally heals. Let's go on and talk about the relationship between diet and climate change. I was first made aware of the trouble this planet was in by Al Gore in 2006. Al Gore did a lecture, which was seen worldwide, changed the way people thought about our planet, called An Inconvenient Truth. It was shocking. And I think it did change the world, but Al Gore left out something very important in this lecture, and that was the livestock industry. Maybe because of his own personal diet, maybe because he was a Black Angus farmer. For whatever reason, he wasn't able to deal with it in 2006. I think Al Gore changed his diet. He looks like a healthier man to me these days, but still in this sequel to An Inconvenient Truth. In that particular lecture in 2017, he still didn't mention the diet. The same year came out a big report from the United Nations called Livestock's Long Shadow. And what they did is they looked at the impact of livestock, you know, fish and beef and pork and chickens, et cetera, on greenhouse gases, global warming, and planetary destruction. And they came to a shocking conclusion, and that is that livestock agriculture accounts for 18% of the greenhouse gases. And compare that to transportation, which is fewer than 14% of greenhouse gases of CO2 production. Well, I kind of put these two things together and being very interested in diet to heal my patients. And I was pretty confident I had the diet that would do it. The next thought I have is, well, does this fit into other important truths, such as the climate change? Putting together the World Health Organization Livestock's Long Shadow Report, along with findings brought out by Al Gore, it came obvious to me that we could make a huge impact on the planet by getting people to change to a diet that I call a starch-based diet. Some people call it a low-fat vegan diet. Some people call it a whole food, plant food-based diet. I think you need to have the word starch in there, because that's where you have to get the calories from. You have to get them from rice, corn, potatoes, sweet potatoes, wheat. You have to have these higher calorie sources. Otherwise it doesn't work. You'll never make it on cabbage and kale and broccoli. So I wrote my first paper on An Inconvenient Truth, and that is we're eating our planet to death. And I published that in December of 2006. We had something called the Advanced Study Weekends at my living resort in Santa Rosa, California. We hope to start these again as internet lectures and weekends. But one of the more important guests that we had was Robert Goodland. Robert Goodland was the World Bank's group's environmental advisor for 23 years. In other words, he advised the world on the environmental impacts of various behaviors that we have. And one of the things that he started looking at was the World Health Organization's livestock long shadow studies. And he and his group, they reanalyzed the data and they included things that needed to be included in the report. And they came to the conclusion that over half of the greenhouse gases are produced by the livestock industry. Half. The Lancet Commission, they're probably the most respected organization that talks about the impact of what we eat on our planet. And their estimates are around 20 to 30% of the environmental destruction, the global warming gases are due to what we eat. And they've clearly come to the conclusion that we need to change our diet to save ourselves. And also they came to the startling conclusion that we don't have long left. Now, they said fewer than 12 years. I've heard predictions that even call us to action sooner. Immediately, we need to go to action. The general understanding is that, well, we have to eat. We have to support the population, whatever population we have. And if you look at the environmental impact of various sources of calories, what you find is that starches like rice, corn, potatoes, wheat, they have a very small impact on the environment, whereas animal foods, and evenly surprising to some of you, farm fish has a very negative impact. Again, animal products generate 70-80% of the agricultural emissions. The livestock industry has been accused of at least contributing to half of the agricultural industry's production of CO2 gases. Going back to the Lancet Commission, the Lancet Commission actually looked at what happened with people changed their diet, and what they concluded was that you could get as much as a 50% reduction. This would be overnight if people went from an animal food-based diet to a starch-based vegan kind of diet. Overnight. Other researchers who have looked at this possibility looked at the results of us making a dramatic but reasonable change, is that you could reduce the production of greenhouse gases by as much as 80% if you went to a vegan diet. So if half of the greenhouse gases or more are produced by the livestock industry, and we have the impact of cutting this in half, or maybe as high as 80% overnight, why are we waiting? At least as individuals. The impact of taking care of our planet, I believe, has to be the same as the impact of stopping the injury on my patients. 12,000 of them I've been taking care of for the last 44 years. When you stop the source of injury, the healing processes catch up. And so I believe it was that will be that way with the planet if we stop the injury. You know where the injury comes from. You know, the major source of the injury are the fossil fuel industry. But many other sources, and the livestock industry is the one that we need to focus on. Very few people are focusing on this industry. We need to focus on it because the implications are practical changes we can make to not only make a statement, which you do every time you change your diet, but actually make an impact on the carbon utilized as an individual.